Begin transmission.
Yes, verdad. Once again, it's 1930 UTC. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm hereby calling this meeting of said committee to order. Oh, boy, I don't know. I'm outdoors. I'm just getting out of my car because the first thing I did this morning when I woke up was to check the Weather Channel, and they said it was 82 degrees. Hey, that was a cicada that just flew away over there. It is not 82 degrees out here. Once again, the Weather Channel has lied to me with their poor updating stupid stuff. And yeah, it's more like 92 out here. I thought, oh, it's nice and relatively cool today. I'll go outside. Because I don't get to go outside because it's been so blazingly hot. Yesterday, it exceeded 100 degrees. Is it going to do that today? It could. It feels like it wants to. It is mighty hot. I'm at Herrenhaven, standing by the shed, looking down into the hole, wondering if there's... Oh yes, there's a Mati right there. Hello, Mati. I gotta put on my glasses. Yo, hi. There's a Mati in the hole. He's looking... I'm 2 meters away from the hole, looking down in it, and about... How deep is that Mati in there? Probably another 30 centimeters. Hi, Mati. Oh, it's a Mati in a hole. Okay, I'm going to get out of the way, and I'm going to sit down here and hide, see if this Mati will come out. Come on out, Mati. No, I think what I'm going to do here is sneak away, and we can come back and maybe we'll see that Mati later. Oh, that's a good Mati. He was down in the hole. He was saying, I'm a Mati in a hole. That was weird, because that never happens. I'm not even sure why I did that. Yeah. Oh, that was great. And that's why you always gotta do weird stuff when you see a Mati hole. You never know if you're gonna see a Mati in there or not. So you should always look. And that was one of those times when, yes, there was a Mati in the hole. That was great. Alright, so, other things I saw on the Weather Channel was that it was going to rain in 2 days. And I was all happy about that until, of course, I found out that it wasn't really 82 degrees. So, if they can be off by at least 10 degrees. What else can they be off about? And I'm specifically thinking about the rain that's supposed to come in 2 days. So are they just teasing me? Are they just saying stuff for the sake of saying things out loud? Is it gonna rain in 2 days? I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Ooh, hey, look at this guy. Here's one of those iridescent blue damselflies that like to fly around here. That's so nice. He landed on a leaf right over there. Ugh, I think I just walked through a web. Alright, I'm coming to the crossroads. What are we going to find out here today? And what are we going to find out here today? A I'm looking around. I can't see much of everything because everything is so overgrown. But we're going to come around here and... Oh, here's a web. Took that one in the chest. What's going on here in the sub pond? Anything happening here? We got some dragonflies flying around. I see a lot of duckweed. I don't see any frogs. That's kind of odd. Where's all the froggies? Where's my dudes? There's no ducks back here. Okay, yeah, here's a couple frogs here and there. I don't see any scrats. I don't see any herons. Just kind of a lot of dragonflies right now. Dragonflies dragonflying around. I just heard a frog jump into the water. Splash. Do I have a web on my face, or is this just one of my hairs that has gotten loose? It feels like a web. Why do I see web? Is there a web stuck on my glasses? Alright, well, we might as well go out to the boardwalk here and see what, if anything, is going on. So I brush aside all these bushes and branches and all this stuff that's sticking out. And, ooh, into the direct sun. It's kind of hot. It's kind of painful. Alright, I'm over the water. More dragonflies everywhere you look. Different kinds. And as I scan the pond, I see no dudes. No dudes, no herons, no ducks, no frogs. Just boatloads of dragonflies. At least three different kinds. There's clear wing guys with stripes. There's the blue guys. The segmented guys. Kind of looks like crazy World War I air combat. But it's way too hot to be standing out here on the boardwalk, so I'm turning around. Oh, man. Yeah, it's in the mid-90s here today. Don't know how long I'm gonna be able to be out here. Because it's just way too hot. There was a couple cars in the parking lot. One of them was Joy's car, and I thought I saw her behind the building, watering the grass. The other car was a truck. And I think that truck belongs to blank. Now I can't think of the guy's name. But he's another photographer guy who likes to come out here a lot, and I run into him all the time. I think that was his truck. Now I'm trying to remember what kind of truck it was. Was it a blue truck or a black truck? The guy I'm thinking of has a black truck. There's a bird freaking out somewhere right around here. So let's cross the land bridge and see what's going on. Oh, in the direct sun. It's unpleasant. It is really starting to sting. Painful. Gotta get into the shade. Oh, and I'm just remembering, last night I had an idea for a dice game. What was that all about? Yeah, okay, it's starting to come back to me. But it's not an ordinary dice game. Yesterday I was walking around with some dice in my pocket. You know, I often grab a set of dice to carry around with me during the day. And yesterday, I decided to carry around my slots dice, or my fruit dice. Okay, I'm now standing in the wall blind. There's nothing going on back here either, other than boatloads of dragonflies. So many dragonflies. So I was carrying around my fruit dice, aka my slot dice. And if you've never seen these types of dice before, they're not super rare, but, you know, I'm not surprised when people say they don't know what I'm talking about. I had some of these dice when I was younger, smallish ones that were printed. Now I have some good engraved slot dice from the Koplow Company. K-O-P-L-O-W. Just look up Koplow Dice. And they call their fruit dice slots dice, as in slot machine. Because these dice have six faces. And you get a set of three, and each die has a side marked bar, a side with a bell on it, and then fruit. Lemon, orange, cherry, and a purple fruit that might be a grape or it might be a plum. And ostensibly, the game is to roll these. And it comes with some instructions on how you can play a game that vaguely simulates a slot machine. But I thought, you know, that's pretty much the only thing you can do with these dice, is play this type of game where, oh, it's a slot machine, but with dice. And I've always thought, you know, that's kind of weak. It doesn't give the players anything to do. There's no strategy. You know, when I say it doesn't give the players anything to do, they don't get to make any choices about what's going on or what to do. It's just roll the dice, see what you get. Which is kind of dull. So I thought, okay, well, I need to invent some kind of game with these dice that is a little bit different. Okay, I'm approaching the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, and the only thing out there in the turtle reproduction pond today is a single duck. What's he doing? So let's head back over to the big blind. We can see what's going on in here. But we're not going to be here. What's that smell? We're not going to be here for very long because it is way too hot. And we need to stay indoors because I'm already starting to break out and stuff. Oh, a big bug on my head. So we walk into the big blind, and what do we have? We got no dudes on logs. Oh, there's some ducks way out there. And there's, oh, two, four, six, half a dozen ducks in the delta. Nobody on our logs, the logs that are so popular with the waterfowl around here. Starting to sting way too much. There's ducks swimming around out further out in the open water where there's no duckweed. It's kind of breezy today, so all the duckweed is being blown to one side of the pond. Okay. Yeah, I'm done. No way. So, back to the dice. I spent some time last night just trying to think of various mechanics that could be used with these dice. And I sort of thought of a couple. And I thought, well, you know, this or that might work, or this little doodly doodly might work, and blah, blah, blah. So I have a very rough idea for some kind of game with these dice. It's nothing super interesting yet. What I'd really like to come up with is some kind of, I don't know, some kind of game was called Fruit Stand or something, where trying to collect fruit. But this is the same concept behind another idea I'm working on with my fish, prawn, crab dice. But so I don't want to create the same game, but with, you know, just two different styles of dice. And so I'm thinking, what can I do? And one of my general ideas right now for these slots dice is sort of a, you know, call your shots type of game. I'm walking back out of here. Did I mention that? I'm walking by Frog Harbor right now. There's a couple frogs on sticks and logs down in there. That's good. So, listen, I can hear that frog. He says, root, root, root. That's nice. So my idea for these slots dice will be something along the lines of, you know, you call it. Call your fruit. So you start off, you have all three dice in your hands, and you call out what fruit you're going to go for. Whether it's cherries, oranges, lemons, or grape / plum, whatever that fruit is supposed to be. And say you're, you know, on oranges. You roll the dice. And if you roll any oranges, that's good. The whole point here is to try to roll the dice that you are calling for. So if you get oranges, that's good. You set them aside. If any of the dice come up bar, these dice are barred and you cannot roll them anymore. And if the if any of the die come up anything else, you can re-roll. So basically you're rolling until you get oranges or until you get barred on all three dice, which then ends your turn. And, you know, maybe you'll get points or whatever for however many of your fruit you get. It doesn't really matter at this point. But there's one more face to deal with, and that's the bell face. What's gonna happen if you roll a bell? There's a Mati! Oh my god, the Mati just ran across the path in front of me! And he's over here in the grass somewhere. I saw you, Mati. Where did you go? Where are you? I know you're hiding in here somewhere. I saw you, Mati. And you know what? I think this is the same Mat I saw the other day over on the path over there, not too far away, like 30 meters away. Where did you go, Mati? I saw you. It was a little Mati. Oh, that was great. I wonder if that was the Mati that was under the shed. Look at that. Where'd that Mati go? He's in the tall grass hiding in here somewhere now. I can't see him anymore. But he's probably laughing at me saying, ha ha ha, you saw me on the path again. Well, we saw a Mati out in the open, on the path, and that was hilarious. He had a nice black tail and pretty fur, and he was kind of a little guy. I have a feeling he was one of the yearlings that was born earlier this spring, so that was cool. Yeah. Now, what are the odds of that being the same Mati we saw in the hole? We're not real far away from the hole, but that Mati would have had to run around here and go up here, and I don't think there's anybody else here. I mean, we didn't see anybody else out on the trails, so that could have happened. Mati'd like to run around. Let's go back to the shed. See if we can see any dudes around here. There's some birds lurking about. Okay. I'm sneaking up on the shed. I can see the front. Oh, yes. And right there is a Mati face. So we have seen two Matis today. Maybe three. Because maybe this is the same one we saw before in the hole, but maybe not. Oh, I stepped on a leaf and he heard that and he stuck his head back in. Yeah, so right at the front of the shed, there's a Mati sticking his face out right by the ramp. I saw you, Mati. Oh, it's a lovely... Oh, he's still in there, too. He's right back in there. He's looking. Hi, Mati. I see you. Now, is that other guy still in the hole? Oh, there's Joy. Hey. I just saw Mott under the shed. Yeah, I've gotten some good pictures of Mott sticking their heads out of there. I also just saw Mott out on the trail, so it's a Motty day. They're so cute. Joy likes Motties too. I'm gonna look in this hole on the side here. I don't see any Mottis in the hole on the side, so maybe we just got that one Motti under the shed. It's hard to tell. I'm gonna sneak around here, look in, and take a peek under the shed. Getting real close to the Motti hole. I see bugs, but I do not see any Motti faces sticking out. They're hiding. Mottis be hiding. Oh, we like the Mottis so much because they're so nice. Everybody likes Mottis. Whew, especially me. But I'm oh so hot right now. Yeah, it is time for me to, oh boy, seek the comfort of my air-conditioned home. This breeze, yeah, it kind of feels nice, but it's deceptive because it's really a jillion degrees out here. Oh, the wind is coming up. But I'm almost back to my car. Get out my keys. Open the car door. Oh, okay. We saw at least two Mottis today. Let's head back to my house. Maybe we can think about this game a little bit more. It's going to take me a few minutes to drive there, but for you, it'll only seem like 3 seconds. Count with me now. 3, 2, 1, 0. We're back. My name's Tobe. I'm sitting here in my nice, cool house. And that's Hello Kitty, of course. Oh, it's nice in here. Nice and cool. A lovely 75 degrees as opposed to the 95 degrees that is outdoors right now. Unpleasant. So I'm sitting here in the studio. Actually I'm looking at the Koplo Games website, koplogames.com. You can find it. And I'm just checking out their new dice. What do they have that's new for Tobe? New items for 2017. And let's see, they got a picture here of some 10-sided dice with weather conditions on them like overcast, blizzard, tornado, foggy, sunny. And immediately I'm thinking, oh, that might be handy for wargaming when I need to determine weather. But then again, although that sounds like a good idea, it may not be, because one turn you could roll sunny, okay, the weather's sunny, and then the next time it could be blizzard, and then tornado. You know, it kind of doesn't make sense, so maybe we'll stick to weather tables for gaming purposes. They've also got two new games, one called That's Mean, you know, probably some kind of 10,000 variant, and then they have one called D20Z. A yacht-style game, so it looks like it's basically Yahtzee with, you know, isocahedrons, 20-sided dice. What else they got? As I scroll down a little bit, time dice. Interesting. They have one pair of nighttime 12-sided white dice, so dodecahedrons. One has the hours 1 through 12. The other die has minute increments in 5 minutes. Minutes in 5 minute increments. So you got, you know, colon 00, colon 40, colon 35. So you can roll times like 6:35 or whatever. Then they have the daytime version. I'm not sure how those are any different other than being a different color. And then they have elapsed time dice. So it's basically a set of the PM dice and the AM dice. so you can, you know, I don't know, teach kids elapsed time. Then there's some mini polyhedrals. I wonder how big they are. Here's some beautiful precision backgammon dice. Do they have rounded corners or not? They're kind of small. Yeah. But what I need now are these precision backgammon dice with a set that looks exactly like them that are gaffed dice, but looks like they're not producing that yet. That looks like that's about all they got for new 2017 stuff. Last year's new stuff is right below. They got the elk dice and the alien dice. I've got some of those glow-in-the-dark alien dice, but they're not red on green. They're like gold on green. They've been making alien dice for a while. And they also have the blue lobster dice. Yeah, on their animal dice, there's always an animal that... a picture of an animal instead of the one pip. And I've got some skunk dice and some frog dice and the alien dice, of course. And so for the blue lobster dice, they're white dice with blue pips. And instead of a one pip, there's a silhouette of a lobster. Elk dice, there's an elk where there's a one. And there's some chrome polyhedrals and some German letter dice, lowercase and uppercase. And that seems to be about it for the new dice from Coplo. It's pretty cool. So I am sitting here with my slot dice, rolling them around in my hand. Oh, they're so fun. These are some great dice. These are 16 millimeter ball corner dice in a white satin finish plastic. And all the faces are engraved, and these are six color dice. This is one of the things that makes them so nice. They're colorful. The six colors are black for the bar, green for the bell, and then purple for the grape slash plum, obviously yellow for the lemon, orange for the orange, and red for the cherries. Very nice. Let's give them a roll. I got bell cherry. All right. Is that good? I don't know. I'm going to re-roll the cherry, see if I can get another bell. I got an orange. Oh, these are such wonderful, beautiful dice. I really, really need to come up with some kind of game for them. And expanding on the idea I had before, you know, if the game didn't have free re-rolls, the bells could be a re-roll. So let's say we're playing Fruit You Call It, and I'm going to call out my fruit. So I want cherries. So I roll all three dice. One of them came off the table. So we'll re-roll it. And I get plum or grape or whatever it is, a bar, and an orange. Well, I didn't get any cherries, and I didn't get a bell for a re-roll. But let's just say that I can re-roll any fruits. So I set aside the bar, I cannot roll that one anymore. I pick up the orange and the plum, and I re-roll them. I'm barred again, I got one bar and one plum. Still looking for a single cherry with my last die, and I get another plum, re-rolling it. Lemon, re-rolling it. And I got a bell. Maybe the bell could reset the bars. Well, that doesn't make any sense, because what if you get bells and you don't have any bars? And I guess you could just re-roll them. So let's say that the bell resets the bars. So now I can re-roll all the dice again. Ooh, oh my god, and I got three triple cherries. All three cherries. Well, I guess I win the game that I just made up and have no rules that make any sense whatsoever. But, you know, what are you going to do? Do we ever make any sense around here? What's around here? Well, you've been listening to The Dubious Dice Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I got to go get some food and play with dice. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
It's 20 hours. This is DJ Kumata. Welcome.